Well, this is the fifth trumpet judgment. The sixth trumpet judgment, starting in verse 13, tells us that these evil angels that are dispatched upon the earth, and there's going to be a number of them. It gives us the number here in verse 16, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. That's 200 million of these evil angels, and they will come upon the earth, and they will take one-third of humankind. Verse 15 says, to slay a third part of men on the earth. When you take one-fourth of the earth, over in chapter 6 of the book of Revelation, the fourth seal judgment, and then in this sixth trumpet judgment in chapter 9, we see another third. That means half of the earth's entire population will be taken at the midway point of the tribulation period. That's 3 billion people will be killed during this terrible time of judgment. Now we move to the seventh trumpet judgment, found in chapter 11, starting in verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. This is a glimpse of what is going to happen in the future. This is not talking about the event happening at this point, because out of this seventh trumpet judgment comes the seven vial judgments of chapter 16. Now, these judgments in chapter 16 are going to unfold very quickly, but indeed, it is not the end. The kingdom is not being set up. It's just a vision of what's going to happen in the future. Let's go quickly to chapter 16 now, concluding our study, as we look at these six of the seven vial judgments. A vial, it's like a pitcher, and they will have the judgments within them, and they will be poured out upon the earth. Look at verse 2 of chapter 16. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast. Remember, the false prophet will cause everyone who has denied Jesus Christ, did not receive him, reject him, so that they believe the lie of the Antichrist, they will receive the mark of the beast, 666, on their forehead or on their right hand. Well, they are going to have grievous sores come upon them when this first vial is released. Verse 7, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Remember, it was one-third of those living souls in the sea that were destroyed in the trumpet judgments. Now it's all the living creatures in the sea that die. Verse 4, the third vial. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of water, and they became like blood. And so that is a continuation of the judgment from the trumpet judgments. The fourth trumpet judgment that took place is now going to be overshadowed by the third vial judgment that turns all the water to blood on the earth. Verse 8, the fourth vial judgment. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And the men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, even in judgment. Man who has turned against God will not turn back to God because of the judgments upon them. Look what it says here in verse 9. And these men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Then the fifth vial, verse 10. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seed of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. It will be so bad when this judgment, the fifth vial judgment, is released, that they will be in pain so much so that even biting down hard on their tongues will not relieve that pain. They blaspheme God. Look at verse 11. Even in this judgment, they blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and they repented not of their deeds. Now the sixth vial judgment. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. When you talk about almost half of the earth's population, the kings of the east, and we're referring to China with about 1.4 billion people, and there's India with about 1.3 billion, that's 2.7 billion people, and of course one half of the earth's population would be around 3 billion people. And then you add all of the other far eastern countries there. Those would be the kings of the east. Now notice the River Euphrates. The River Euphrates is that natural border between the Middle East and the Far East. It will be dried up to make way for the kings of the east to enter into Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 14 talks about all of the nations of the world gathering at Jerusalem. That's the beginning of the campaign of Armageddon. We'll study that next time we get together. This is going to be a campaign. It will indeed be the mother of all battles, and it will take place beginning in Jerusalem, culminating in the Jezreel Valley in the center part of the state of Israel. But the kings of the east will have their way made ready for them to enter in and join with Satan as they take on the returning Jesus Christ, who comes back to the Mount of Olives in the city of Jerusalem. I know we've hurried through these 7 years of tribulation as we've quickly moved through the first 3.5 years when the two witnesses, the 144,000 male virgin Jews, and the battle in the heavenlies takes place along with the seven sealed judgments. And then from the midway point after the abomination of desolation in the city of Jerusalem with the unfolding of the seven trumpet judgments and six of the seven vial judgments unfolding, it's been quick that we've had to study through this, but you can go back and study slowly as you take your workbook there with you and study these passages of Scripture more in depth. We're introducing to you what is going to unfold during this tribulation period to whet your appetite to study deeply into the book of Revelation. I'm laying it out chronologically so that you'll know how to study the passages in Revelation. Next time we come together, we're going to talk about the rise of Babylon. Is it a literal Babylon that we're referring to? And is it going to play a key role in the end times? Well, we'll answer that question, and we'll also describe the campaign of Armageddon. It's better to refer to it not as the Battle of Armageddon, but the campaign of Armageddon, and we'll lay out that scenario also. What will happen at the return of Jesus Christ?